The Democratic field seeking to replace outgoing Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin got a bit more crowded this week when two-term former state senator Peter Galbraith announced his entry into the race. The Townsend resident and former ambassador to Croatia during the Clinton administration says Vermont cannot continue to do business the way it does.
I'm running to promote economic justice and to see if we can do our part in reducing inequality. And I have a very specific program. It includes, first, raising the minimum wage to $12.50 right away, and then in increments to $15 an hour. A higher minimum wage is the best anti-poverty program that we could have. That's one part of it. The second part is, in fact, making the tax code more fair by eliminating the special interest deductions and credits that really don't make a lot of policy sense. Third, we need an economic development strategy that is based on reality, a strategy that is based on subsidies for large corporations and tax breaks doesn't make any difference because the small amounts that Vermont puts forward don't matter to large investment decisions. But what we can focus is on the reasons that people would want to open a business in Vermont. And why would they open a business in Vermont? Because it's a great place to live. We have a beautiful natural environment, lots of recreational opportunities. We have some of the best schools in the country. We're the second healthiest state. We have low crime. We care about one another. This is what makes us attractive. It is, as economists say, our comparative advantage. So that's where we really need to put our resources. So finally, part of my campaign is to get corporate money out of our politics. Vermont is, federal law has banned corporations from contributing to candidates for federal office since 1907. And while Vermont politicians like to denounce the corporate influence in politics, they often have their outstretched hand to take those contributions. So I've led an effort in the Senate to ban corporate campaign contributions, and as governor, I will ask the legislature to go ahead and do that. We ought not to have a lower standard than what has been federal law since 1907.
When you take a look at the situation that the state is in right now, is it because of the current administration, which, like you, is Democratic, or has this been building for some time? And if so, why do you believe you can get in there and fix it?
Vermont has been a heavily Democratic state for some time, and the Democrats increasingly have become the party of the establishment. So it is the party that's handing out the tax breaks. It is the party that is handing out the subsidies. And I think we need to come back to focusing on where the Democratic Party's heart should be, which is on supporting working and middle-class Vermonters. You know, the centerpiece of Governor Shumlin's administration was universal, publicly financed health care, something that I very strongly believe in. But, you know, he put it forward without a financing plan. He missed two deadlines to present a financing plan, and then after barely scraping by in his last election, he abandoned it. Well, I think this is a project that still should go forward because it would benefit so many Vermonters, and actually it would save money. Obviously, at this stage, it's going to have to go forward incrementally. In the Senate, I propose simply that we would have a public option on the health care exchange. That would be subsidized. It would be affordable. It wouldn't be much of a burden on business. A small payroll tax could fund it. So I think that's an area where we can step forward. In terms of the persistent budget shortfalls that we have, I think these can be closed by having a more fair tax code, by eliminating the special interest tax breaks, which in essence, when you give somebody a tax break, you're transferring the tax burden to everybody else. And simply by eliminating these, we could raise $60 to $80 million, which would be more than enough to cover the structural shortfall, as well as to provide some property tax relief.
You will be facing Matt Dunn and Sue Minter in a Democratic primary. How will you set yourself apart from them?
I'm offering Vermonters the choice of a higher minimum wage. Neither of the other candidates are for that. They haven't been talking about eliminating the special interest tax deductions. I'm going to be talking about them and talking about the specific ones. I am committed to incremental increase in our publicly financed healthcare. I have specific programs. I have a means to pay for them. Again, that hasn't been part of the debate. So, you know, this election is about choices, and I'm going to provide choices to Vermonters.
This is not the first time that either you have considered a run or that people have urged you to run for governor. What provoked you to announce and to announce at this point in time?
Well, first, I'm announcing at this point in time because this is the normal time in which candidates should be launching their campaigns in the state of Vermont. I know the other candidates started last summer, but I have never believed the public interest is served by 18-month campaigns for a 24-month job. In terms of why I'm running now, well, in the Senate, every issue that I'm talking about is a issue that I championed. There were some successes, but for the most part, if you're one senator out of 30, and of course I had allies, but not a majority, you know, it was hard to get things done. But the governor can set the agenda. And I'm raising these progressive issues, and I think if I win, there'll be a mandate to actually get them done. So, you know, the governor's job is one that actually sets the agenda in a place where you can get things done, and I want to see these things done.
Peter Galbraith served in the Vermont Senate from 2011 to 2015. He faces Matt Dunn and Sue Minter in a Democratic primary. Republicans Bruce Lisman and current Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott are also running for governor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.